brought to you by Penguin.
Readme.txt by Chelsea Manning. Read by the author. The views expressed in this publication are those of the author and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Department of Defense or the U.S. government. The public release clearance of this publication by the Department of Defense does not imply Department of Defense endorsement or factual accuracy of the material. This book is dedicated to the brave trans kids who struggle to live as themselves in a hostile world. You make me proud. Author's note. I must confess, I grew up extremely online. In the U.S. Army, I was trained to be an all-source analyst. I'm used to collecting the full context and getting and sharing as much detail as possible. I am also an advocate for transparency and open government. This memoir, by contrast, is only a single source and perspective, and there are points at which I am deliberately vague about specific events or groups. Some names in this book have been changed. I will note when this is the case. There are things the media has made public about this story that I can't comment on, confirm, nor deny. Certain details remain classified. I am limited to some degree in what I can put on the record. I know this can be annoying. However, I have already faced serious consequences for sharing information that I believe to be in the public interest. This book is an honest accounting of what I witnessed, what I experienced, and what I felt. Chapter 1. Barnes & Noble, Rockville, Maryland, February 8, 2010. The free internet at Barnes & Noble is not fast, especially if you're on an encrypted network, pinging nodes all across the world to mask your real location and ensure anonymity. But it was what I had to work with. I needed to upload almost 500,000 incident reports and significant activity logs, or SIGACTs, I'd brought with me on a memory card from Baghdad. This was every incident report the United States Army ever filed about Iraq or Afghanistan, every instance where a soldier thought there was something important enough to log and report. These were descriptions of enemy engagements with hostile forces or explosives that detonated. They contained body counts and coordinates and business-like summaries of confusing, violent encounters. They were a pointillist picture of wars that wouldn't end. The upload meter slowly filled up. With a blizzard hitting the mid-Atlantic states, power outages, and the ticket I had for a flight scheduled to take off in 12 hours, this was my only option. I had brought the documents back to America in my camera, as files on an SD card. Navy Customs didn't blink an eye. To get the data out, I'd first burn the files onto DVD RWs, labeled with titles like Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Manning's Mix. No one cared enough to notice. I later transferred the files to the memory card, then shattered the disks with my boots on the gravel outside the trailers and tossed the shards into our burn barrel, along with the rest of the trash. Sitting at a chair in the bookstore cafe, I drank a triple grande mocha and zoned out, listening to electronic music. Massive Attack, Prodigy, to wait out the uploads. There were 7 chunks of data I needed to get out, and each one took between 30 minutes and an hour. The internet connection timed out so often that I had to restart several times. I began to worry that I wouldn't be able to get the whole thing out before the Barnes & Noble closed at 10 p.m. If that happens, I thought, I'm done. This is over. It just isn't meant to be. I was going to throw the memory card in a trash can and never try again.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?